Hello, it is Dylan Lunick on the D the Sports Fan podcast. And wow, so much happened since my last podcast. So, the time I'm recording this, I was definitely hoping by now to be recapping the Wolves game. Well, there's no Wolves game to recap. I'm gonna get into more detail about that. First, we're just gonna take a quick ad break and we'll be right back and we'll be able to jump right into it. So, as I said, right now I would really want to talk about the Wolves game. But, nope, there is no Wolves game to talk about. So, I will get into why the Wolves-Grizzlies game number 2 has been postponed, and just pretty much why I'll talk about a little bit why or what I think the Wolves need to do going forward, but not much. I'm not going to go very in detail. This won't be a very long podcast. I was thinking about talking about the Nets, but there isn't much to unpack, so I'll say a little bit. I watched a Nets game, very interesting game. So, I mean, James Harden, Kevin Durant. These two are insane players, just crazy, great at basketball. They're mind-blowing players. Both went off. James Harden, in his Nets debut, had a 30-plus point, I don't remember the exact number, triple-double. Wow. Just crazy. Absolutely insane. And there was definitely chemistry between the two of them. There was a play where Kevin Durant had kind of smoked a layup, and next play, Kevin Durant gets a ball, like, slaps his head onto the ball, and James Harden, who was about to come into the game, so he was by the table, he said to Kevin Durant, he said, you know what, I don't know what he said, but it was like a come on or something. They had great chemistry. I mean, this was James Harden saying, don't worry, you got this. I don't know what he actually said. But you could tell that was the attitude. He gave him claps, like, come on, push forward. They have chemistry. And there was no doubt about it. They looked good together. They look really good. I don't know what that's going to mean, adding Kyrie Irving into the mix. So I'm not going to go into too much detail. The reason I brought it up, though, is because that is the biggest story in the NBA right now. The Brooklyn Nets, that three-headed monster of the in Brooklyn. Three-headed monster in Brooklyn. I'll definitely cover that a bit more later, but right now I'm going to pretty much focus why the Wolves game was postponed and what a little bit what the Wolves should do moving forward. So, on to a pretty sad note. The Wolves game was postponed because, first of all, before it was postponed, Juancho Hernan Gomez and Ricky Rubio were both reported out for health and safety protocols regarding COVID-19. And it sounded like Juancho Hernan Gomez is in a 10-day incubation period. So he'll be in quarantine for 10 days, which I think is a technical protocol for the NBA if you have COVID. So no one actually said Juancho had COVID, but that's kind of what it sounds like. And then Ricky Rubio probably would have been exposed, but can't confirm that. All we know, they were both out for health and safety protocols. So then the game was postponed, and about 5 minutes after this news came out that the game was postponed, Karl-Anthony Towns posted on Instagram that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19, which is so tragic. For those of you who don't know, he has lost several family members, including his mother, to COVID-19. And, I mean, there's no way you can't feel awful for the Towns family right now, what they're going through. Now, not only does Karl Anthony Towns have to battle this virus, he has to battle the idea of thinking about his family members that he's lost every single time he wakes up, everything he does, because now he has an everyday reminder. And that just sounds like absolute torture. And it's not like he didn't have an everyday reminder before. I mean, his mother passed away. It's tragic. So, I am wondering, this was also reported by Dane Moore, and he had said in his podcast that who knows how long Kat will be out for. It could be a minimum of 10 days because there might be more regarding it, more maybe mental stuff regarding it. We'll see what happens with all of that. So I'm not going to necessarily stay on the very disappointing topic of Karl Anthony Towns being diagnosed with COVID-19 after all his family has been through. But I'll go, as I said, a bit in depth about what I think the Wolves need to do. So right now they're going to have, probably for the next few games, point guard D'Angelo Russell, shooting guard Malik Beasley, small forward Josh Okogie, and then center Naz Reid. But the power forward position is where it gets complicated, because right now it's looking like there are three players they could play there in the starting lineup. They could play Jared Vanderbilt, who is definitely more of a power forward, or they could go a smaller option and go with more of a small forward and either use Culver or Edwards. So those are the three they're considering. I actually don't know what I'd do, because it depends. I'd want to see more insight as to what's going on in practice. If it looked to me like Anthony Edwards was getting a bit of a rhythm, he was feeling comfortable in practice, maybe I'd go Edwards. Maybe I'd go Culver if he were getting into a rhythm. But we really don't know, because the two of them have not been in a rhythm. So from what we've seen, I'd say Vanderbilt. But then there's not much of a spark off the bench. So what to do off the bench? I think you'd want to put Jalen Nowell, get him some serious minutes, because he's a guy who will be able to create his own shot, and he'll have soaring confidence while doing it, and he's not afraid to shoot the shot that he creates. And he can get streaky. He can really start feeling a shot, or he won't be, but he's a guy who I think is very good off the bench. Also, for more regarding the power forward position, the Wolves are in trade talks with the Rockets to get PJ Tucker. I don't know how soon that'll be, when that will really take place. And it sounds like they are in actual talks right now. But there are also, I think, two other teams that are involved in these trade talks. I don't know the two teams. But PJ Tucker would be a great catch and shoot four, good defender for the Wolves. I'd really like seeing him on the Wolves. Jordan McLaughlin, you're going to want to start playing him more, because the bench is going to need to really step it up if this is what it's looking like right now with all of these players out. So I'm not going to go into too much detail. So this is Dylan Lennick signing off.